I used to say, don't call me, just call me Madam Chair. Well, just I'm from Butte, just call me Madam. I don't have to do that anymore. That was one of my favorites, but I think I was the first female chairman in Butte, so anyway. It's been a pleasure, and there's really nothing else to say, but I hope you all had a nice Christmas, and I wish everyone a Happy New Year, and I will, after this meeting, I will see you either tomorrow morning or just next year. So, moving into our communications, we have Section 1, Communication Number 16-377, Chief Executive Matt Vincent requesting Council of Commissioners allow for ongoing discussion regarding efforts to relocate the city-county shops as a result of the state of Montana's pending removal of the Parrot tailings beneath. I'm going to allow Commissioner Palmer, if he would please give us a slight update on that.
I really don't have an update. After the first of the year, I'll sit down with Public Works Director Dave Schultz, and we will come up with a schedule for viewing, touring whatever sites are left on the list, and then we'll move forward from there. So just hold this in abeyance.
Okay. Commissioner Henderson.
Madam Chair. In the paper, it talked about Anaconda and that the new chief executive wanted open talks. Were they separate from us, and were they not closed like they are for us, the negotiation stuff?
Point of order.
Yes and yes.
Point of order. I can ask for a comment on the question, but there's no question. It's just held in abeyance. So, Commissioner Morgan, that's your point of order.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This communication doesn't refer to the same negotiations with BP and ARCO.
That wasn't the same one.
This is just Matt's communication asking about the relocation of the Parrot. So,
of the shops.
Really,
yeah. Okay. Thank you, Dave, for that update. We'll continue to hold this in abeyance. Section 2, Communication Number 16-538, Captain Doug Conway, Butte Silverbow Law Enforcement Department, requesting Council of Commissioners authorize the Chief Executive to sign agreement for Smart 911 services. Sheriff Lester did call me, and he told me he still was working on the details. If you recall, last week he wasn't ready to release this yet. He was going to work on negotiating some of the figures that were involved in this agreement. So we will continue to hold this in abeyance per his request. Section 3, Communication Number 16-542, Nicole Ivankovich, Assistant Director, Butte Silverbow Public Archives, requesting Council of Commissioners authorize a public hearing on January 4th, 2017 to amend the archives 2016-17 fiscal budget and accept unexpected grant revenue from the National Historic Publications and Records Commission. We will hold that in abeyance until the public hearing next Wednesday. Section 4, Communication Number 16-543, Mike McKillops, Manager, Butte Silverbow Information Technology Department, requesting Council of Commissioners authorize presentation on January 4th, 2017 regarding status of a completed current, ongoing, and future information technology projects. We will hold that in abeyance until that presentation next week. And last but not least, Section 5, Communication Number 16-548, Karen Sullivan, Health Officer, Butte Silverbow Health Department, requesting Council of Commissioners authorize a public hearing on January 4th, 2017, to amend the fiscal year 2017 budget to allow for unanticipated revenue from the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services. We will hold that in abeyance until next Wednesday. So at this point, I would open up any discussion or public comment on any public matter not on tonight's agenda. I don't see any. Okay. Is there anything else to come before us tonight? Next week, we'll have Commissioner Morgan in the big seat. So, or actually, you'll be next to David and presiding over our council. Anything else? Okay, Commissioner Morgan.
I'll make a motion. We adjourn.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. Anything on the question? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. And we will reconvene for our special meeting.
It was a quick one tonight here on KBMF. That's the Butte Silverbow Council of Commissioners meeting. Local government at work. You can hear that every Wednesday night at 7:30. Stay tuned here in a little while. The Hump Day Hippie Show with DJ Longhair will kick off. that might have been a record setter. You can find past meetings at co.silverbow.mt.us.